Welcome to the Kickstart Your Book Sales Podcast with USA Today bestselling authors Russell Nolte and Monica Leonel, where you'll learn how to supercharge your book sales, go aggressively wide, and take your author career to the next level.
So this Facebook user says, I read your book, watched the webinar, loads of stuff about Kickstarter sounds super exciting, and I'm so tempted. Would love to join, but I'm in the EU. Is it viable for postage costs to the US? So I'm going to pause.
We have comics. This is more a comics thing, but we do have people that do comics stuff in the EU and ship to the US. Now, there's a couple of options that you have. One is you find a friend who is in the US. And you do a swap where, like, you'll do their fulfillment in the EU, and they'll do your fulfillment in the US. I don't know if I said that right, but you know what I mean.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And then the second, and then you'll just ship it from the US Ingram or Mixum to, like, their house, and, like, you'll pay for their thing and whatever, their time and all of that stuff, and then they'll do it for you as well. You know, you want to do a relatively similar campaign. There's also places that are professional, like Shitbob and others, that will fulfill for you. They tend to need a bigger unit price, but that is possible. And what you would do then is you would ship all of the merch, and all you would ship is book plates. So you would print book plates in the EU, you would ship the book plates to the person, and that's the only international shipping that you have.
Yeah, because assuming you're going to sign it, you could also do unsigned copies, but assuming you're going to sign the book plate, ship it, and then somebody else is going to pack it for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is a question we get a lot. I also think that, like, as we grow our group, like our Kickstarter Accelerator program, and like other people are doing stuff too, and that's cool. But there are just definitely more authors using Kickstarter. And I think that solutions will, like, we kind of got to show as a community that, like, we are using Kickstarter. And then what happens is companies come in and they see, like, an opportunity to do some of this stuff, and they start to solve these problems.
Yeah.
Or like a company that already exists in the community is sometimes like, hey, like, I'm seeing this real opportunity over here. And so I think that's where, you know, within a couple of years, this is going to be a solved issue for a lot more creators. For now, I think that our group is one of, you know, it's going to be one of the places where this is solved more, because there are going to be people to exchange with.
And there are a lot of printers that will, like, there's a printer in Florida that will fulfill your Kickstarter for you. This is in the comic book space, but, you know, printers print other stuff. So, like, there are some, there's a company called Black Box that'll do it. Usually for large run orders. I have a friend who does it, who's told me I can only give her information out to people in the accelerator group because she's getting so busy. Mm-hmm. So that is a person. I'm about to add another one, literally right as we're talking, I'm remembering other people. So I'm literally going in as we are asking, being like, oh yeah, I just have the vendor list open so I can just keep adding things to it.
Yeah. And there's going to be somebody in the community, like, who's like more in a PA or services position, or like wants to be more in a PA services position. That's going to say like, hey, I'm going to start like fulfilling these Kickstarters for people.
Oh yes. Especially if like we can have
if we have funnel them. Yeah.
Yeah. Then why would they not do that? Like, they're already making, doing that. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Okay. So then, first campaign relying on people I know in the EU, would you have to pay that on top of Kickstarter tier prices? So we are not going to give you tax advice. Like, people have asked us about that. First of all, neither of us are even in Europe, so we're not even that familiar with that, but you got to talk to your tax person. But, this is a direct sales channel. So, like, you got to think about taxes. This is, you know, like a retailer will take the taxes out for you and handle all taxes for you. You need to figure out taxes when you're working with Kickstarter.
But if you go, if you send your books from the US to a fulfillment place in the US, like, then it's just US, I believe. So, like, there, you want to ship them in the US, and then you want to ship them in the EU with EU, UK people, and then Australia, maybe even like that. And again, like as we grow, you know, if you join the group, then like there'll be people that like are in the Australia and in the EU. And we have this happen in, I'm in another group for specifically comics Kickstarters. And this is what happens. Like they'll be like, hey, like, does anyone want to give me their EU shipments and I'll do the ones in the US or something like that? So,
yeah.
Definitely. And you can also do a digital only campaign. That was the third thing. You can just do digital only and do, there's a lot of cool stuff you can do digital only. Audience audio commentary can be digital only. A special edition ebook, signed ebook can be digital only. Like there's a lot of stuff and there's some people that are doing some really cool stuff with digital only campaigns, especially out of Australia. They end up being much smaller, but like you also have no fulfillment cost.
Thank you so much for hanging out with Monica and Russell on the Kickstart Your Book Sales podcast. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to visit kickstartyourbooksales.com/free to download our best resources to help supercharge your author career and take it to the next level starting today.